You're listening to SBS News.
Russia was a controversial choice as host when it was picked 8 years ago, and events since have made that controversy infinitely larger. But those at the top in Russia know this tournament is vital to the country's image. Perhaps no one knows that more than Russian President Vladimir Putin.
We want this event to be a celebration filled with passions and emotions. We have opened our country and our hearts to the world. Welcome to the FIFA World Cup. Welcome to Russia.
Welcome to Russia.
On the field, though, this tournament may be very different for Russia. Hopes are not high for the home team, despite a favourable draw that places them in Group A with Saudi Arabia, Uruguay and Egypt. But much in that group may depend on the fitness of Egypt's star striker, Mohamed Salah, who is fighting an injury. The top two teams in each group progress to the knockout stages. Group B features both Spain and Portugal, and the clash of the Iberian Peninsula neighbours in Sochi on June the 16th looms as the first really big match of the tournament. Morocco and Iran round out Group B and are looking to spring an upset against the two European heavyweights. Australia's Group C brings the Socceroos to their fourth consecutive World Cup, but the last two World Cups have both seen the Australians fail to replicate their heroics of 2006 when they made the knockout stages. Australia's fate is in the hands of short-term coach Bert van Marwijk. The Dutchman took his native land to the final in 2010. After so much fuss about playing style and personnel under former coach Ange Postecoglou in recent years, van Marwijk has picked a relatively uncontroversial squad to represent Australia in Russia, and results in warm-up games and a pre-tournament camp in Turkey have generally been positive. He says the key to Australia's 2018 World Cup campaign will be their first match, a daunting proposition against group favourite France in Kazan on June the 16th.
I only think about the first game. That's for me the most important. And I already told the players, I don't want to hear anything about the other games. I don't want to hear anything about what's happening after. I concentrate on the first game, and it's not the most easiest game.
Australia's second group stage game is against Denmark in Samara on June the 21st, whilst the final one is against Peru in the World Cup for the first time since 1982 in Sochi on June the 27th. But back to those French for a moment. The team known as Les Bleus are blessed with talent all over the field, and coached by the man who was their captain when they won the World Cup in 1998, Didier Deschamps. Deschamps certainly knows he has an enviable pool of players to work with in his 23-man squad.
Une liste finale est toujours difficile à construire. Je l'ai dit depuis des semaines, des mois, de par la...
A final list is always difficult to put together. I've said it for weeks and months that the players have quality among considerable competition, that there were players who today are not in the 23 but would have deserved to be. But I only have 23 places, so obviously it's a lot of analysis, discussion, thought until you reach a final decision.
D'analyse, de discussion, de réflexion, jusqu'à arriver à la décision finale.
But of those to whom much is given, much is expected. And there's pressure from as high as President Emmanuel Macron for France to bring the trophy home. Argentina was world champion in 1978 and in 1986. And 2018 is likely the last chance for their superstar Lionel Messi, most believe either he or Cristiano Ronaldo is the best player in the world, to be a world champion. They were runners-up 4 years ago. Coach Jorge Sampaoli is confident his side can handle the pressure and go one step further than they did in 2014.
El candidato para mí hoy es Argentina.
For me, the top candidate is Argentina, because I am convinced that these players will generate a very different kind of atmosphere when they confront what is coming their way, because they have very different attitudes, and as a fan, they make me think like that. Later, I'm sure, there will be the other candidates, as always.
The other teams in Argentina's Group D are regular qualifiers, Croatia and Nigeria, and first-time qualifier, Iceland. Iceland is the smallest nation, population approximately 350,000, to ever qualify for the World Cup. Headlining Group E is Argentina's deathly rival, Brazil. 4 years ago, they exited the World Cup they hosted in the most humiliating fashion possible, a 7-1 defeat at the hands of Germany in the semi-finals. It plunged the nation into mourning. 4 years on, the 5-time world champions are back and one of the favourites to win the trophy. The man charged with rebuilding them after the carnage of 2014 was coach Tite. He says the team can make themselves six-time champions because they're back to playing in the usual eye-catching Brazilian style.
What is my opinion on the matter? Brazil are one of the favourites to win the World Cup, yes, because of the football we've been playing, for the consistency of the team, an aggressive team that scores goals and has quick transitions.
Many eyes will be on Brazil's star, the world's most expensive player, attacker Neymar. Joining the Seleção in Group E will be Serbia, Switzerland and Costa Rica. Headlining Group F is Germany. They're the defending champions, and their World Cup record borders on the ridiculous. Not only has the squad known as Das Mannschaft been world champions four times, they finished in the top four of 13, yes, 13 World Cups. But as good as their record is, Germany is acutely aware of how hard it will be to repeat as world champions. Defender Jerome Boateng says it'll be harder to win the trophy again than it was to win it the first time around.
I think as a world champion, it's even more difficult because as world champions, you're always being chased. We know this will be a difficult World Cup with strong teams, but we're in positive spirits. What's important is a good start, and then the tournament really gets going.
The other three Group F teams are Mexico, South Korea and Sweden. Group G has seen a favourable draw for both Belgium and England. The two European heavyweights match with Tunisia and first-time qualifiers Panama in the section, making them the overwhelming favourites to take the two knockout stage berths from that particular pool. The match between England and Belgium in Kaliningrad on June the 29th will likely determine who wins Group G. The Belgians have fast become one of world football's glamour sides. They go into the World Cup having not lost a match since 2016. For once, England comes relatively quietly into a World Cup. In charge of this seemingly humbled England is coach Gareth Southgate. Southgate says he's very much aware of the position the English find themselves in, but says he also knows he's doing the right thing.
We're picking young players because we believe they're the best in their positions for the way that we want to play and the style that we want to play. We know they're not the finished article. We know that we don't have the number of caps or experience that the Germans have, the Brazilians have, the Spanish have. But that's where we are at the moment as a country. But I think there's an excitement about the route we're going.
Group H looms as possibly the tournament's most open group. It features Poland, one of the rising nations in European football. Also Colombia, so impressive in the last World Cup, where they made the quarterfinals. Rounding out the group are Japan and the West African Senegal, in the World Cup for the first time since 2002, when they shocked the world by making the quarterfinals. From those 32 teams will come 64 games over 31 days to captivate the world and determine a world champion. The winners of the final at Moscow's Luzhniki Stadium on July the 16th will go home with more than $50 million in prize money and a lifetime of memories that can only be described as priceless. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.